With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is threatening to conduct land strikes against drug traffickers in foreign countries. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even as Congress scrutinizes the legality of the Pentagon's attacks on suspected drug boats near Venezuela, the president says the U.S. military will soon expand its counter-narcotics mission.
We're going to start doing those strikes on land, too. You know, the land is much easier. It's much easier. And we know the routes they take. We know everything about them.
Last weekend, the president warned that Venezuela's airspace should be considered closed in its entirety. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, which has grown into a global movement to inspire people to donate to charity on what's being called Giving Tuesday. One organization benefiting today is the nonprofit Prison Fellowship Ministry, whose Angel Tree Christmas program is being supported by Salem Radio Network host and CNN political commentator Scott Jennings.
The earlier your donation is made, the sooner the Angel Tree volunteers can line up all the details and bless another child who, through no fault of their own, will not be with mom or dad on Christmas.
Anyone wishing to bless a boy or girl whose parent is in prison on this Giving Tuesday can make a donation in any amount on the website scottjenningsshow.com. Talks between Russia and the U.S. on ending the nearly four-year war in Ukraine were productive, but much work remains. Yuri Ushakov, a senior advisor to President Vladimir Putin, spoke to reporters on Wednesday after a lengthy session at the Kremlin. Putin met President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 185 points. This is SRN News. America's younger generations are not very religious.
The Pew Research Center has made a detailed analysis of faith in the United States, and it reveals that amongst Generation Z, ages 18 to 29, the number of non-religious individuals outnumbers the amount of Protestants by almost 2-1. Amongst millennials, ages 30 to 49, the non-religious also outnumber Protestants. Amongst Generation X and Baby Boomers, the two older generations, the numbers are just the opposite. Michael Harrington reporting.
Families of Mexico's missing have gathered at a church near Mexico City to craft Christmas ornaments bearing the faces of their missing loved ones. Those handmade ornaments now hang from a tree of hope inside the sanctuary until February 2nd. Official figures indicate that more than 133,000 people have disappeared in Mexico since 1952. This is SRN News. Tennessee is voting today on a special election to fill a vacant U.S. House seat. It's an election that's important beyond just Tennessee.
Trump has endorsed Matt Van Epps, the Republican candidate, against Democratic State Representative Afton Bain. Political observers are keeping an eye on this one as both parties are trying to figure out where voters stand ahead of the midterm elections. The House is narrowly in a Republican majority right now, and prior election results in New Jersey and Virginia, along with some other special elections, have given Democrats hope that there is momentum going in their favor right now.
Correspondent Jonathan Matisse reporting from Nashville. The special election was organized after Republican Representative Mark Green resigned this summer. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.